Well, hello and welcome to the Profit Express. I am Tim Healy, and you are invited to join me each week as we have some amazing entrepreneurs and business owners and experts share their expertise and their insight to help you win the battle for business each and every day. And we do it right here on the Profit Express on WRHU-FM right here in New York. So as always, thank you for sharing your time. Thanks for being on board and listening. Now, while you're on Facebook, you can follow me on the show at the Profit Express page. Give us a like, a thumbs up. Let me know about guests you'd love to have on. I will work at getting them on just for you. Let me know what you thought about today's guest. She's going to be great, by the way. Don't go anywhere. A little quick tease. And you can also follow me and the show on Twitter at Radio Tim Healy. That's at Radio Tim Healy. Now, imagine if you would, if your chosen profession were part of an industry that generated $1.2 billion in sales as just part of the niche that you were in. And you were one of the biggest niches in that industry, and yet you got snubbed. There was a certain stigma attached to this industry. Then there's the Herculean task of getting past years of rejection, yet if you stick to it long enough and you're good at it, you'll have fans that adore you and your work. And today on the Profit Express, I've invited on a highly successful romance novel author whose books have sold hundreds of thousands of copies. And it was a thoughtful yet encouraging rejection letter from a publisher that said, well, your first book is awful, but you've got some great raw talent worth pursuing. Don't give up. And that, I think, was, in my opinion, and we'll certainly get her opinion on it, could have very well been the difference in her career. And that gave my guest, that rejection letter, the confidence to pursue her passion. And 16 books later, that's right, 16 books, she's here on the Profit Express to share her story of overcoming rejection and embracing what works to create success in the super competitive publishing world. Today's guest is Jeannie Moon, and she is a USA Today best-selling romance author. And she is writing her 16th romance novel as we speak, and she's here to share her story with you today. So if you are an aspiring author or entrepreneur, Jeannie's story of determination and hustle can give you the boost you need to get off your can and start hustling, because this is the Profit Express after all. So it's a pleasure to have on board my first ever romance novel author.
Hi.
Jeannie Moon, how are you today?
I'm fine, thank you. Thank you for having me.
No, my pleasure. I've had lots of authors, obviously, on the show. Show's been around for 11 years. And to be honest, I never really considered a romance author. You know, I'm personally, you know, I wouldn't say a fan, no offense.
You're not my audience. It's
I'm not the demographic. I don't fit.
I get it.
But when I heard about your story, A, I respect it a lot. I admire how you went about it. And that's what we're going to, I mean, but also, and you know, you and I talked a little bit off air, it's a pretty interesting industry, which I'm just learning for the first time from you. So we'll talk about publishing, the romance genre in particular, of course, which is, I found to be actually quite interesting. So look, I learn. Okay. Mm-hmm. And you listening, you're going to learn. That's why you're listening. And your journey that got you to where you are today, I think is going to be quite inspiring. So thanks for being here.
Thank you.
So let's start off with this. I have to ask, why did you decide to write romance novels in particular? Where did that all start?
It started with an older aunt years and years and years ago who used to slip me her very old Harlequins and bodice rippers when I was a teenager. And I was a romance reader. I was a romance reader for a really long time. So, I mean, I will say I'm a grandmother, so that'll clarify at least the age a little bit where I'm coming from. But you know, we're talking 40 years of reading romance, and it's changed a lot over time, but that's where it started. And I used to write when I was in school, and I wrote horribly angsty and emotional short stories as a teenager that I would keep in a binder and loan out to my friends. So that was my first publishing endeavor, if you will. And I'm a librarian by profession. So I actually had a cataloging system, and I didn't even realize it at the time,
where I kept the Dewey Decimal System.
I wasn't quite, but I did keep circulation records. I knew what stories went out more and what people liked, and I kept marketing, and I knew what people were liking. So I actually had my own little sense of, and I look back on it now, I'm going, wow, you were doing this even then. You were looking at what the trends were and what people were reading and research and what people liked. So that's... And then you know, going to college, I was a journalist. When I went into teaching, I taught English for 10 years before becoming a librarian. So words, language, writing was always part of my life.
In that world, right. So then it was your aunt who turned you on to the genre that you became a fan of.
Yes, exactly. And I read it a lot. I was a mom with 3 kids under the age of 5. I was working full time. I was going to school. And if I read anything for fun, which I always wanted to do, I read something to escape. And it was romance, and
that fits the bill. The escape,
exactly.
The pleasure,
it's escapism.
Sure.
It's fun. It gives me hope. It uplifts. It's a great read. It's a fun story. They're well crafted. So what I ended up doing was, I always knew I had a book in me.
Mm-hmm.
And for years, I had kept notebooks, and one day I came home from grocery shopping. I looked at my husband. I said, "It's there." And he said, "What do you mean?" I said, the story I've been talking about forever,
right?
Because I've been dating my husband since high school. So he knows the whole history.
Right.
And I said, he said, "Why don't you go down to the office?" He said, and get the bones down. He said, "Get some ideas down." And he said, "I'll take care of this. I got the kids. It's fine." And so I did. I locked myself.
So at that very moment, he just pushed you in that direction.
He did. That's why he's a romance hero, let me tell you.
Yeah.
Not because he's got like 6-pack abs, but because of that. You know, everybody thinks the romance hero is all about the 6-pack abs. It's what's behind the 6-pack abs.
Yeah.
The 6-pack abs is just, it's window dressing.
Yeah.
But no, he did. And so I did. And I spent about 3 hours and I wrote a synopsis of what became my first book, which was terrible. It took me 9 months to write, and it was awful.
So,
but it was a start, and that's the thing. You have to start.
Well, and that no matter if it's to become an aspiring author or the entrepreneur for the small business, it often is the start. And often, you know, the first product, the first attempt at the service, whatever it is that you were selling, you know, often is not the best.
Your first year teaching is not the best always. The first year of anything, the first attempt, you have to learn.
So you can look back now and say my first book was awful.
It was awful.
Really?
It was terrible.
Well, you could look back and laugh.
And my family and friends, they read it and they're like, "Oh my gosh, this is wonderful." And I don't think the book was wonderful. I think they were just amazed that I did it, because I think just seeing it done was really, I think they were so impressed by the fact that I actually wrote this thing. And if you look at the statistics, out of every 10 people who say they want to write a book, 3 start one. And out of that, those 3, 2 will finish. And out of those 3, those 2, 0.5% will get published.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And that was with traditional publishing. Now, with the digital revolution and self-publishing, things have changed a lot.
It's made it easier. It's made it
different. I don't even say easier. If you do it right, it's actually, you're the publisher, so it's hard work.
Okay.
So
what I meant as far as, you know, getting published.
Getting published,
not
you
getting
can make
published.
That choice, and you don't have to wait for somebody else to make a decision. You don't have to wait for the gatekeeper.
Right. But you're right, though. I didn't mean to say that it's easy work. It certainly is.
No, people think it is. And some people do make it easy. They just write it and they throw it up there and it's not good.
Yeah.
But the people who are really successful at it, they work really hard. Yeah. I don't want to do it. Like, I'm very content having a publisher.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And this is The Profit Express. Today's guest, Jeannie Moon, she is a USA Today best-selling romance novel author. And she has a very interesting story of success that got her to where she is today, 16 books later, and having sold hundreds of thousands of copies of a romance novel. And yes, you're turning into The Profit Express. You're saying, "Tim, you're having a romance novel author on the show." Yes. And actually, while I might not be necessarily a fan of the genre, I'm a real fan of Jeannie's story, and that's why she's on the show today. And so the first book was awful.
Mm-hmm.
And you got this rejection letter. You got lots of rejections.
I got lots of rejections, a lot of form rejections.
Yeah, the typical thanks for
Yeah, thanks. Blah, blah, blah. We're not looking for this right now. It doesn't fit, whatever. So what happened was, is I
queried. But there was a special.
There was. And I queried a whole bunch of editors. I had done my research. I'd gone through the Writer's Digest guide because everything was in print. You couldn't just look it up on the internet. This was 2001, around there. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It was not as easy to find everything online.
Sure,
it wasn't digitized yet. So I queried a whole bunch of editors, and I queried this one editor from NAL who actually edited books that I really liked. And I would go through the acknowledgments page of these books, and I'd find out who the agents were of these authors that I loved and the editors. And that's how I built my list of who I wanted to query. Because I figured, well, if I really love this and this is what I want to write, these are the people who might like what I write.
Smart.
I played the game.
No,
it was,
that's,
you know, it's like, but I tried to look for patterns and things like that. And that's what I do. I mean, that's what I do in my work as a librarian. It's all detective work. It's all piecing things together. So I did a great query letter. I got a lot of requests, a lot of rejections, and she requested the full. And she was from New American Library. Which,
you say the full, what do you mean?
The full? The whole manuscript.
Okay.
Which I had to pack up in an envelope, the full paper manuscript, all 135,000 words of it, which is way too long. Okay. It should have been about 90.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It's so like 40, I had a book. Yeah. I had a book and a half.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And what happened was is that I packed it up and sent it off, and I was so confident. This is it.
You felt like $1 million.
I felt like $1 million. And then it came back, and she sent the book back and with a rejection letter, and it was a very detailed rejection. And she told me what I did wrong. And it could have crushed me. However, she said in the last paragraph, what you need to do is not give up. That you have a great voice. You have a strong grasp on character emotion, but you need to learn your craft. Mm. She said, those two things can't be taught, but craft can. Find your local chapter of Romance Writers of America. She said, and join and learn. She goes, and then send in your next book.
Wow.
So I did. That's exactly what I did.
Do you still have that letter?
I do still have the letter.
I thought you would.
I do still have the letter. I have a file folder of a lot of rejection letters. So yeah.
So she said she very methodically or detailed kind of cut your book apart.
Yeah, it was kind. It wasn't mean, but she broke it down. She's like,
she's being
objective. This is a problem. It was honestly worth its weight in gold if you look at it.
You might not be here today.
No, I wouldn't be.
Right? I mean, you can't rewind history that much, but you might not be.
No.
It's one of those pivotal moments.
Yeah. And she was wonderfully kind to do that work. She obviously read the whole book, as bad as it was.
135,000
words. She read the whole thing. And because she commented on things at the end that she really liked. So she obviously read it. So there was something that pulled her along, and that must be what said, you've got a good grasp on these things, because the emotion and the voice are the things that carry
readers. So the voice you have.
I had.
The craft, the technical.
Yeah, the plotting, the character development,
right.
The use of goals, motivations, internal and external, weaving a theme throughout.
Mm-hmm.
I was all over the place.
Yeah.
It's the thing. Whole thing just spilled out of me.
You just kind of threw up on the paper,
I
right?
I did.
Yeah. What was your first attempt?
It was.
God, you see, that's what I love, stories like that alone, that rejection letter, because you know what I know doing this show and having spoken to lots of successful entrepreneurs on the other side,
mm-hmm.
successful authors, is, and it pains me to say, but it's just life, that there are thousands of great ideas for products that go to graves,
mm-hmm.
and there's great stories that never, you know, that go to graves with
yeah.
people. And that's because they got certain rejections, and did they stop at 50 or, you know, whatever it was. That pains me. But hey, you know, it is what it is, but you can't help but think about that.
Yeah, see, I'm like a little cranky dog. Once I get onto something, I bite onto it, I don't let go. So, you know, that's just it. I don't quit.
I love
it. And that was the key. And that's what I tell every new author. And they were like, well, what's the secret? I said, just don't give up. I said, don't give up.
Yeah.
If you believe in it, I said, don't give up.
Now, your first deal was rather, you know, by industry standards, was a pretty successful, almost kind of unusual first deal for you.
Oh, it was weird. Yeah, it was absolutely, it was unexpected.
How did you put it together? You know,
I had a great, I had a couple of agents before I landed with Fine Print Literary Management, and I'm not with them anymore, but I'm still with the agent. Mm-hmm. She had moved to another agency, but Fine Print was a great agency. I was really happy to land there. And the agent I was with, she picked up the book that actually came out a couple of years ago called Then Came You, and we were going to pitch it, and she loved it, and she was ready. So we were working on it over the summer, and we were going to pitch it in the fall. And she called me up in August and said, yeah, I just talked to Jesse over at NAL. She said, and they've been talking to their authors about this idea they have for a story, and they've been trying to get people to come up with an idea to write it, but nobody's hitting the mark, and she wants you to give it a try. And I was like, me? I was like, I'm up. I said, Peggy, I'm not published. I said, what's going on? And she said, she has faith in you. Now, I had worked with this editor. They had almost bought one of my books. She liked my work. She liked my voice.
So they had faith in you.
They had faith in me. Okay. She believed in me. And she said she wants you to give it a try. I said, does she want me to write this book on spec? Which means that I would write the book and then submit it, and then they would decide if they wanted to buy it. And she said, no, they just want a proposal. I said, so they want chapters? She said, just write a synopsis. I said, how long? She goes, I don't know, 5-8 pages. So I wrote, it was 5.5, almost 6 pages. Mm-hmm. I wrote the synopsis, gave it to my editor, my agent. We tweaked it. She sent it off. And a couple weeks later, I get a call. I'm sitting in the faculty room at school having my lunch. And my phone rings, and I had my, for my agent, I had paperback writer as her ringtone. And it came up, and I'm like, what? So I answered, and I went off to the side, and I came back and sat down at the table. Now, all my friends have been through this journey with me. They were wonderful and great and supportive. Yeah. And they said, what's the matter? I said, I just sold. They said, what? I said, I sold. I said, 3-book deal with an advance. And they said, we didn't even know you'd submitted. I go, I submitted a 6-page synopsis. I said, this is not the book. I said,
wow.
But they want it. And I said, here's the catch. I have to write it in 6 weeks. Yeah, I did it.
I bet you did.
I did. I wrote it 70,000 words, and I wrote it, and I was directing the school play at the time.
No.
And working, and Hurricane Sandy hit the end of October.
2012, yeah.
It was 2012, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
I did it, though. I got it turned in the beginning of November.
Well, you see the cranky dog, you know.
I had to. I was like, my family, my oldest daughter and my husband were the ones home, and they said, don't even worry about it. They literally would bring my dinner to me and put it on my desk. That's what they did. They cooked, they cleaned, they did everything. So I was like, okay, that's good. I'm good. Did it.
You have time to stick around, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. All right. Today's guest, Jeannie Moon, she is a USA Today best-selling romance novel author, and we're talking about the business of publishing and her journey, which got her to where she is today, of 16 books later, which is quite amazing, having sold hundreds of thousands of copies of her book. And up next, don't go anywhere, because we're going to talk about what was the impact of 50 Shades of Grey on the genre, right here on the Profit Express.